I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, Lebanon claimed it completed the first phase of its plan to disarm all non-state groups in southern Lebanon, also known as Hezbollah. However, Israel has its doubts. Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says that the December meeting between Israeli and U.S. leaders was significant.
We know that the decisions that they made were actually to just finish the job.
Over the weekend, Israel conducted strikes on at least 7 more Hezbollah sites remaining in southern Lebanon. And Nuna believes much more is coming.
It's not anymore airstrikes only, but it's a land invasion that we're expecting.
For the people of Lebanon, this means more fear and uncertainty as they wait for Israel's next move. Nuna says Triumph and Mercy continues to serve, as they always have, encouraging people that God is still in control whatever happens. God is reshaping the Middle East today. Pray for His purposes to be carried out fully. And a new approach to Bible translation follows in the wake of a global summit. Dane with Unfolding Words says testimonies and training sessions filled the Global Church-Centric Bible Translation Forum in Kenya. Participants agree that one training on sustainability introduced a helpful paradigm shift. Instead of viewing Bible translation as a project,
sustainable church-centric Bible translation takes this on as a mission assignment from God.
Sustainable church-centric Bible translation requires capacity building, training, local ownership, and leadership. So pray that church networks will achieve these priorities.
The global church's responsibility is to translate the Bible for themselves, not ask outsiders to come and do it for them. It helps them develop really robust theological foundations.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.